Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of the E-Commerce Quick Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Mike, and I appreciate you guys coming back to the podcast. It's actually been probably a month since I did a podcast, maybe actually a little longer, 5 weeks. To be honest with you guys, I just sometimes feel it and I don't want to force it because then it's just worthless to you guys. I just am spitting out nonsense just solely so I can have a podcast. I didn't want to do that. I do have a podcast for you guys today that I think is going to be very helpful. It's sort of a cautionary tale. This week's podcast is about gurus, affiliate marketers, people that sell you courses, sell you ideas, sell you a lifestyle. And this isn't to cover everyone in one, giant brush and say everyone's good or everyone's bad or be cautionary. When it comes to this sort of stuff, overall, you do want to be cautionary, you know, when you have a guru or you see a YouTube commercial, someone selling you, hey, it's easy to make this amount of money. All you got to do is buy this course. You got to join my group or my inner circle or, this live webinar, whatever it is. All right. Some of those are good, some are bad. And that's what I want to talk about with you guys today and kind of go over some things that you can watch out for. Because I don't know, it was probably a week or week and a half ago. It was probably like 5 days ago. I was watching, I got an email. That's what it was. I got an email from someone that I used to follow years ago, and the gentleman still sends emails. And I'm going to drop some names in here for you guys throughout the course of the podcast, just because I feel like I've consistently followed a lot of these people long enough to know which ones are full BS and which ones aren't. And there's some that are kind of in between there, and I'll address with each one. I get this email, and the email basically was, and again, I'm going to go into this later on in the podcast, talk about this person specifically. But the email basically said, hey, such and such person did, I think it was $30,000 in sales per month in their, I assume it was dropshipping course, or I'm sorry, not dropshipping course, but a dropshipping store. And what I thought about was, and admittedly, I don't listen to this guy's podcast and follow him, his blog or anything all that much anymore. But at least the time I did, he would every once in a while showcase, hey, he has someone that he's worked with or that took a course that he promotes, and the person did really well or is doing really well right now. And I briefly looked over the email, and I'm sure he's telling the truth. I'm sure the guy is doing $30,000 of drop shipping in sales. But what he didn't tell you is how much this guy makes. He also didn't tell you how many people does he work with or how many people have bought this course based off his promotion of it. Or how many people in the lifetime of this course have actually been successful? Because if it's one in a million, big deal. You know, I mean, someone's just like, you know, every few months someone wins the lottery. It's every, you know, few months someone's going to do good with a course. And if there's a million people that take that course and only one person does good or successful, that's not something you want to follow. Now, it's one thing if someone sells it to you as, hey, here's an idea. I don't know how well the course does, or hey, you know, this person did do this, but and also this is what their net profit is, not just sales, but net profit. But you know, we've got a whole series of other people that I don't know. They could very well, he could very well be, you know, 1 in 100 people who actually found it successful. So 1% success rate. They don't give you these ideas, or they don't give you these the reality behind it, or they don't put forth the effort to research how successful a large swath of people did, because it's not going to help them sell the course. And a lot of these people, they make their money off affiliates. And again, being an affiliate for a course or a product or anything is not inherently bad in a general sense. It's just you have the, in my opinion at least, you have the responsibility to notify people how good they're doing. How good the larger group is doing, or, you know, for example, success rate, especially for stuff that is expensive. Now, I'm not really too worried when, you know, you have courses that are $100, $50, or selling something that's a very low cost, because even if it's 100% scam, it's really not that much money. Of course, I don't want to promote scams. I don't like people who promote scams, but it's really not that big of a deal. But when you get into courses and products that are very expensive and you're selling a lifestyle to someone, and generally speaking, most people that buy this stuff, you know, they're not wealthy, right? I mean, they're looking, some people are not necessarily wealthy, but some people are doing decent and they have the money and they could lose, say, $1,000. It's not really going to affect them, but that's not the majority of the people that listen to these gurus per se. But anyways, I digress. I have a list here of things I want to talk about. But generally, like I said, it's about gurus, course creators, affiliate marketers, and things to look out for, you know, things that can kind of give you a clue if these people are legitimate, if they're not. Because again, you know, in addition to this email I saw where the gentleman did not say at all how many other people that he's worked with that have failed, and also he didn't say how much profit the individual is making that I saw at least. And you know, and even if this one he did and I missed it, there's other ones where the individual has not. There's just a whole array of things that I, you know, that irk me, because when I saw this, I also saw a video on YouTube, and again, I'll speak about this here shortly, but actually it was a advertisement on YouTube that really irked me as well, because I don't know, it's just complete nonsense. I'll just say it, it's complete bullshit. It just is. And it's almost obvious. But what gets me is, you know, I know it's not gonna be obvious to other people, because, you know, whether they're desperate or they're just, you know, they have this dream or they have this belief, you know, you get blinded. I mean, we've all done it. I know I definitely have. But no, I think with age and also with being kicked in the nuts a few times like I have and making very bad decisions over and over and over again, you start to learn, you know. So I'm a very slow learner, you know. There's a lot of people that, you know, they'll listen, they'll do research or they'll do, you know, they'll listen to their buddy or someone else and say, oh, okay, yeah, I should learn that. Not me. I go just head first and go right straight into the wall like two or three times before I learn it. But I have started to learn things and things to look out for, and that's what I want to share with you guys. So let's jump right into it. And that was a whole 7 minutes of me just rambling along, and I apologize. Let me take a quick drink here. So, gurus, course creators, right? There's nothing wrong with a guru or, you know, someone who presents themselves as a guru to make a course and sell the course. I know the common thought to some people, and I've actually heard it myself because I have a course now. I don't charge for it, at least not anymore. I did before. It was a nominal amount. I think the most I ever charged for it was $99. But, you know, people create a course, and some people think, well, why would you teach others how to do this business? For me, it's always been eBay dropshipping. Of course, a lot of you guys that have listened to podcasts know I've done a number of things. I'm also into Amazon dropshipping as well right now. But I made a course about eBay dropshipping, and I know I've heard from a number of people who said, look, you know, why should I believe you if eBay dropshipping works? Why would you share the knowledge with other people? Why would you make a course? You know, obviously it doesn't work. You're just selling the course so that you can make money there, because the actual eBay dropshipping or any business, I'm just using that as an example, it doesn't work. So you're trying to make money through the course. And that's just simply not true. And here's the reason why some people make courses, legitimate people. Not everyone's legitimate, and I'll cover that here in a minute. But the answer is this. Two reasons. One, there's an abundance mentality, and there's scarcity mentality. So the scarcity mentality is, oh my gosh, there's a limited amount of everything. I have to keep everything close to my chest and not give away anything, because if I do, someone else will figure it out and they'll take all my business and I'll be destitute and in a gutter somewhere. That is not a very good mindset, because it's not true usually. Then there's the abundance mindset that I tend to have now. I used to have the scarcity mindset. Now I have the abundance mindset. And the abundance mindset basically is this. It says, look, there's plenty of money. There's plenty of business. There's plenty of customers, clients, whatever it is. You know, you can share this knowledge, and it's okay, because, you know, there's the world's growing. There's more people in the world every day. There's more people coming out of poverty and having money. And so they're constantly buying more and more stuff. And this is something that I saw on Amazon. I started selling on Amazon. You know, I started to think, wow, shoot, I mean, if I get into this, you know, there's over time my sales are going to go lower and lower and lower because, you know, if there's a scarcity mindset, you know, if I'm using my scarcity mindset, it says, well, there's a finite number of customers. And, you know, obviously, as more and more people go into the business, that'll take away more a piece of the pie and I'll make less money. Where actually, that's not true for this example of Amazon. Amazon's only something like 10% or some small amount of retail. And as time goes on, I realize older people die off. You know, they generally go to stores. Younger people who have never even gone to, well, everyone's obviously been to a store, but they're used to buying everything on their smartphone, their laptop, their tablet, buying online. That's more and more percentage of people are going to buy online. And again, even when everyone, you know, all the older people have passed and the younger people have always had the internet, again, there's always new concepts and not new concepts, but there's always new groups of people who are coming out of poverty, like I said, and, you know, and hitting and becoming consumers. So, and that's just a short example to say that you shouldn't have a scarcity mindset. You should have an abundance mindset. And that is what a lot of legitimate gurus have. They have an abundance mindset. So they say, why not sell a course? And the other reason, you know, because they're not worried about their business completely being cannibalized by new sellers, for this example, coming into the market. There's also two other reasons that legitimate, again, I'm going to get into the non-legitimate gurus here in a minute, but there's two other reasons that legitimate gurus sell courses. Like I said, they're not worried about the cannibalization of the business because, you know, they believe there's enough business for everyone, because usually there is. But two, you know, they make a course because, not because they're doing the business themselves, or I'm sorry, not because the business doesn't work and so they're trying to sell a course. It's, you know, generally speaking, a business takes, for example, you know, I was working today on my eBay course, or my eBay store. And every day you have to go in there, you have to make sure all the orders are fulfilled. You have to make sure, you know, your employees are answering the customer questions, and quite frankly, you have to make sure customer questions are answered. Returns, all this sort of stuff. And great, you know, the best thing about it is you can outsource most of that. But every day, new orders, new customer questions, new problems arise. They need to be addressed. And if you want to, so basically every day you have to do work. If you want to expand your business, you then have to have more employees. You have to work more. Which all is good and fine, and a lot of people do that, but it's just constantly more work. Some people want to minimize their work. Some people, you know, just want to run full steam ahead and work as much as they can, make as much money as they can for whatever reason. That's great too. But the great thing about a course is you can literally work for a few days, a week, you know, for some people it's a month, few months, depending on the size of the course, and you can go in and do that course, say, within 1 month. Do all the videos, you know, sketch it out, do all the videos, redo videos, do editing, you know, set up a website, and it's done. In 30 days, you have a course that, you know, you might have to go in maybe every few months and make an update or update a video or add a video. But for the most part, that work is done and it completely runs on autopilot. So while that guru does have their business, say, for example, me, I have my eBay business. I don't want to go in and build a whole new eBay store. It was a ton of work. I have other things. I have a full-time job as well outside of e-commerce. And, you know, I made the course myself. I know other people do this as well because they know that, you know, they can just put in the small, relatively small amount of work, and it's residual income that consistently comes in. And so that's why they do it. And also they do it because gurus do courses, assuming that they're still doing that business as well, to diversify their income, right? Because, for example, eBay and Amazon stores, both of those can get axed at any time. You know, generally speaking, if you follow the rules and you're careful, it's a small chance that happens. But think about it. If you have a business and then you go, maybe you have a child, you get married, you build, you know, you have a house payment, car payment, whatever your situation is, you have bills. You want to diversify, because if for some reason your business goes kapooey, yet the business model itself is still great. You still have income. And so that's another reason why a lot of people, you know, these gurus come out with their courses, because they want to diversify their income. So there are legitimate reasons. It's not because, you know, the business doesn't work anymore. And, you know, they're just trying to sell the dream to other people. Now, that is somewhat true for some people, all right? But I just want you guys to know that just because, you know, don't write off every guru that has a course, but, you know, just understand those are the reasons why they do it, legitimate ones. Now let's talk about the non-legitimate ones. And I'll kind of jump into that here and things you should look out for. The first thing we'll look out for when someone has a course, are they doing the business at the same time that they're selling the course? In other words, for me, I have a course on eBay dropshipping. If you guys want to check it out, head over to realstoreowner.com, sign up. It's free. You know, all I ask is that if you, you know, you're interested and you want to start eBay dropshipping, the software that I promote that sponsors this podcast and the course is Profit Scraper. And again, this, you know, just like I talk about courses, also people that promote softwares and other things, you want to make sure the person's actually using it. I've used Profit Scraper since 2016 and I pay them a small fortune. You know, it's worth every bit about of it, but I bring that up because, you know, if someone's been using something for that long, it probably is for a reason, right? So if they're promoting a software, you should hope that they're actually using it and are currently using it. Again, the reason why is because things change, software changes, coding changes, you know, and you want to make sure they know that it is still legitimate, right? Because they're promoting it and they oftentimes get a kickback from that person in the form of affiliate. Again, there's nothing wrong with affiliate marketing in general, but if they're going to get a kickback, you know, you want to make sure they are promoting it to you for the right reasons. So you want to make sure the person is still using, you know, if they're using a software such as I am, such as I promote, I mean, I don't get a kickback. They promote the, or they sponsor the podcast, but I don't get kickback. If you go in and sign up through a link in my course, you know, you sign up, boom, I don't get anything. From that, you know, I just get credit in the sense of, hey, you know, the owner of the software knows that I referred them, but they don't pay me anything in that sense. So again, if someone has a course, you want to make sure that they are currently doing that business model that they're teaching. So for me, I have a course on eBay. I've been selling on eBay since 2016. I currently still drop ship. So that's something you want to look out for. If you have someone who, for example, maybe they did that business model 3-4 years ago, which I can think of someone off the top of my head right now, and one of their main sources of income is promoting a course. And this is a dropshipping related. I won't get into exactly what it is, but it's a variation of dropshipping, not what I do, but the gentleman makes a lot of money off promoting it. Now, yes, in the past, he has had made stores that it's worked. But here's something that he doesn't tell you. Is that, yes, he promotes, actually, I'll just tell you, it's drop shipping through basically using Shopify, where you're actually setting up relationships with actual companies that make manufactured products. You create a Shopify store. And this is not, I've talked about this before. This isn't a business model I necessarily suggest people, especially beginners or intermediary level e-commerce professionals, because it is very, you know, basically you have to drive, the hardest part is you have to drive your own traffic, and you drive your traffic generally through Facebook or Google product ad sales, or I'm sorry, Google product placement ads. And both of these advertisements in both platforms are very expensive, and you can lose your butt really quick. And that's what most people do. Most people, it's not successful with that business model of Shopify dropshipping, because, you know, the number one, the you basically have nothing. No matter what, you don't have a business unless you have traffic. And to get traffic by using Google product placement ads and Facebook is very expensive. And I can virtually guarantee you 90%+ of people fail, because maybe they can learn that eventually, but, you know, usually they go broke before they can master those platforms, before they can successfully get traffic that is a small enough price tag per individual they bring to them, or actually per person that makes a purchase, to where it's just simply not viable. They're not profitable. And this is the problem with this guru, is he did this 3 years ago. He had these businesses that he did sell a couple and he made money. The problem, what he didn't tell you, and I've done the research, yes, he has two stores or whatever it was that, you know, made money and he sold them, and he's so really he's now promoting the course, and that's all good and fine. But what he doesn't tell you is after that, he went and started 4, 5, 6, 7 other stores, and they all failed. So the majority of his stores failed. And it's not because he's a bad guy or he, you know, is stupid. It's just that this business model is very difficult, and the majority of the stores fail. Again, it's not, you know, he had two stores that were successful, and that's great. You know, I'm not trying to take anything away from him on that. It's just that he never talked about the stores. I think I heard him talk about one store that wasn't successful, but there was many other stores that I found that weren't successful. He never really promoted that. He didn't tell his success rate, and that's problematic to me. But again, if the guru's not actually at the same time doing this business themselves, not being a advisor, not, you know, overseeing someone, but actually doing the business themselves, I would be very wary, because if the business works at a fairly high success rate, they want to do it themselves, because e-commerce changes often. And they want to make sure they're, you know, they have one toe in the pond, so that they know when things change and whatnot. And it's just something that, you know, you want to make sure they're doing, not coaching other people, but they're actually doing it themselves currently. So that's something you want to watch out for the course gurus. And again, you know, I've written down here why. Again, because things change. If it's their own course, you definitely want them to be doing it themselves, because, you know, if something changes and they're not doing it themselves, like things change often, then, you know, it's not in the course. They didn't make the change, and it's, you know, you're kind of screwed. So that's that. Another thing is showing proof. So something that's very important is if you're a guru and you have a course and you're selling it, show the proof that the business model works. You know, oftentimes they'll say, hey, I'm a drop shipper, you know, where it doesn't have to be drop shipping. But again, you guys all know that's what I'm in, so I'll just use that as an example. Hey, I'm an eBay drop shipper, and I'm going to show you, you know, I did, you know, $1.2 million in sales last year, right? Show proof of that. The reason I say show proof, because showing proof works. For marketing, if you say you made $1.2 million last year, people are like, wow, that's a good number. If you actually show proof, any marketer knows that that is worth its weight in gold, because some people will buy anything. They'll buy your course just because you said you did $1.2 million. You know, they'll just buy anything. The majority of people, they're skeptical, because they know there's a lot of nonsense online. It's kind of like those old TV commercials or infomercials, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning saying, hey, if you just place this one ad in this one newspaper, you'll make $10, which isn't a big deal. But if you do it 1,000 times, you make $10,000 a week or some nonsense, right? People are skeptical of that stuff. So, you know, marketers know that. So if they are legit and they are doing 1.2 million in sales, they will show you proof. Right? Even if they just have a podcast, they'll say, hey, go to my website. Here I have pictures, screenshots. And even better, especially nowadays where it's so easy, they will show them going into their back end of whatever, you know, Shopify, Amazon, Google, whatever it is, they'll go to their back end and actually physically show you where they're getting their numbers from, because they know that converts, that will convince people. And if people don't do that, now some people are lazy, but most people, if they don't do that, they're not doing it for a reason. They're not doing it because they have something to hide. So it's very important that you show proof. Again, another thing is, besides showing proof, is be wary of people that talk about gross sales or how much they've sold. Right. So, for example, I think in one of my videos for my course, I don't remember. I might have even done this myself back in the day a couple years ago, is people promote big numbers. People promote the big numbers, which sometimes and oftentimes are true, but they're misleading. They promote them because they draw awe. They, you know, that's, it's amazing. You know, if I told you last year, for my dropshipping business, I did $1.2 million. People were like, oh my gosh. Well, I can't tell you how many courses I've seen, how many commercials on YouTube, how many blog posts where people promote, gross sales. They said, I made $1.2 million or I sold $1.2 million. That might be true, and that's fine if they say that just simply to get you hooked. And then immediately after that, once they get you hooked, they then said, okay, I did, you know, $50,000 of profit last year, right? Because, you know, then, yes, they are hooking you. They're not lying. They're, you know, it's just they're telling you the glamorous number to get you in, and then they're telling you the whole story, right? Me, for example, again, I have to go through the numbers, but roughly I think my business did, you know, something like I did 1.2 million, but I did $60,000 of net profit. Again, I have to go, you know, don't hold me to that. I have to, it's just off the top of my head, and, you know, there might have been some other income shoved in there, but that's just as an example. You know, if someone shows you, hey, I made $1.2 million, you know, great. You know, like there's that commercial of the guy on YouTube, I'm sure you guys have seen. He says, hey, I made, you know, dropshipping is dead. I made $550,000 last year, and this year I made zero. My mama's not happy. Right. First off, you didn't make $550,000 or whatever he said. He sold $550,000. Think about it. If he sold $550,000 and the product cost was $400,000 and it cost him $150,000 to run ads to get those $550,000 worth of sales, sorry for running a bunch of numbers to you guys, but then he broke even, or maybe he even lost some, right? So that tells you nothing. When they give you that massive number, first off, the profit margins in a lot of online businesses, unless you're doing like a SaaS business, software as a service, or some others, most of them are very small profits. You're doing large volume and it's low margin. If you do enough that you make a pretty reasonable amount of money, which is what I do, which is fine and great. But people that, you know, constantly are telling you, oh, you know, like the email I got, so-and-so in a month or a few months, he's making $30,000 a month, or he sold $30,000. Big deal. If they're not, guys, look, if they don't tell you directly afterwards or shortly thereafter how much the net profit is, and I'm talking shortly thereafter, like on the next page or the next, you know, 2 minutes later into the spiel or whatever, they're hiding something and they're doing it for a reason, because they don't, you know, they're less than honest. They're trying to mislead you. Again, if they tell you the big number and then immediately there afterwards tell you the net profit, that's fine. It's just a hook. It's normal marketing. It's not a big deal. But if they're constantly giving these big numbers, I see it on podcasts. I see it on YouTube videos. I see it over and over and over again with marketers. And it pisses me off, to be quite frank, because I know it works. And I know there's a lot of people who are buying into it and buying these courses and thinking, great, you know. And even if they do turn around and make $1.2 million worth of sales, you know, if they're not careful, they might lose money. And they're like, what the hell? I made all the sales and I didn't make any money. Well, yeah, neither the jackass over here, but he wouldn't tell you that. So that's something you definitely want to watch out for. If they're not telling you the net profit, it's for a reason, almost always. I promise you. You want someone to show you not just, you know, not just tell you that, you know, the gross sales, that's fine. You want to know the net profit, and also you want someone to prove it to you. Because again, that's usually relatively easy to do. And every marketer knows if they show proof of profit, that sells. And if they don't show it, they're doing that for a reason. I would be very skeptical. A perfect example was David Vu when I took the eBay dropshipping course. And to be honest with you, I don't even think it's on I forget the course website, which I got off of, but I don't even think it's on there anymore. But he actually showed his net sales, his accounting, and then he even gave his accountant's phone number. Said, "Hey, if you don't believe me, call up my accountant; he'll tell you." And that right there shows you. I mean, that's how confident he was, and that sold. I guarantee you, when he said, "Hey, if you don't believe me, call my accountant. Here's his name, address, and phone number, email address." I don't know how happy his accountant was. I'm sure because he got some phone calls, but to be honest with you, I doubt he got many at all, because most people just take that as gospel, which I guess I did, but I'm sure he did. He did show his back end a number of times, so I know it's legitimate. But that's showing proof. That's another form of showing proof, and it works. And that's why I did it, and that's why I sold so many courses. And if someone isn't showing you the net profit, and they're not proving it to you, they're hiding something from you, and that's someone you want to stay away from. Sorry. Again, I covered this, before. I have here, why do gurus, real gurus, people actually doing the business, sell courses? Again, just because someone's selling a course does not mean that the business doesn't work anymore and they're selling the course just to get the course income. As long as they're doing it themselves at that time and they can show you, they do it to, like I said, they do it as residual income. They can put in work for the most part for 1 month, and then it comes residual income for years to come. Also, like I said, they do it just to diversify income, right? And some people, they build a business and they want to build up a new business because they just enjoy building the business. And, an eBay dropshipping store, Amazon dropshipping, or SaaS, or affiliate marketing, whatever it is, you built up that business, maybe you lose a little interest, so you go into a different business, just change things up, could be a course. Here's another thing I want to talk to you guys about. I have here, Lambos ? Mansions ? Girls ? So this is one that just, another thing that blows me away, but it works, and I know it works because generally, this is the scenario. A guy has a YouTube video, and there's actually one I saw recently. It's the same guy that says, "Hey, I made $550,000 in drop shipping, and now drop shipping is dead, and my mom's not happy, whatever." And then he has this, this rap video, which him and his buddy walking down the street, and they're very catchy. And I'll give him props for marketing; he's a very good marketer. The most recent one of his, I wish I knew his name or his course or whatever, but it's the guy that teaches people how to do. Basically sell Facebook ads to local companies for basically a large amount of money, and basically to promote that person's business. And he says, real easy, blah, blah, blah. He now has a commercial where he's in this mansion and he's sitting there talking about whatever spiel is, this the same business. He's got hot chicks basically walking by. And the thing is, it's such a sleazy, ridiculous, made up bunch of nonsense that it's so predictable. It's something that has been working forever. Here's the thing. He's a young guy talking about e-commerce, because I'm sure he has his e-commerce ads pop up when or he has them run with e-commerce videos. So obviously he knows people are into e-commerce, and he runs these videos basically selling his course or whatever the hell he's selling. The problem is it's almost always young males who are into this sort of business. And so, the fact that you're male, you're going to like nice cars, you're going to like mansion, you're going to like pretty girls. And also the idea that he sells fast money. And when you're young, so the male part we got covered, and also when they're young, fast money. When you're young, a lot of people are hungry and they're looking for fast money, and they don't realize that there's no such thing as fast money unless you play the lottery, and that's not even fast because you're never going to win. And if you think you are, well, go ahead and keep buying lottery tickets, because it's a tax on the on those who are very bad at math, basically. But, and I mean, I'm not talking about if you buy one every once in a while, but if you buy it all the time. But this whole Lamborghinis, mansions, and girls, this is basically what this guy, I don't think he has a Lamborghini, but he sells this stuff. He uses, anyone who uses these to sell themselves, or to sell the business, or to sell the idea, or to sell the concept, or to sell the lifestyle, that's who you have to watch out for. Because usually those people are full of BS. Now, I'm not talking about if it's the guy's actual mansion, or if it's actual his actual Lamborghini, or his actual girlfriend, or, you know, something that's actually his. So if he's actually at his using his stuff, I don't necessarily see anything wrong with that, because he does have this stuff, right? And I'm talking about someone who rented it for 6 months. I'm talking about, you know, someone who actually owns the stuff. So I know some people, you know, lease, for example, Lamborghinis and other things that, you know, they can actually afford them and they're actually their cars, but they do it for tax purposes. But most of these people, they rent a Lamborghini for the night. They rent a mansion for the weekend. They hire these girls by the hour. And I'm not talking about, you know, that kind of hire them by the hour, but, you know, models. So these guys do this. And I've seen this commercial. I'm sure you guys have seen it if you watch YouTube, e-commerce related videos. You've seen the guy, and it's just sleazy and ridiculous, but it works. I mean, I admit it works. But you want to watch out for those type of people, because usually those people do not own any of it. And why, you know, they're doing it for a reason. You know, they're telling you, hey, if you buy this course, you can make a lot of money, you can have a big mansion, you can have girls. And here's the nonsense about it. Because if this business did work and he was doing the business, okay, because remember I said, you know, if you're selling a course, you want to make sure that guru is doing the business at the same time. If he's basically implying indirectly that if you run this business, you make a lot of money, you have pretty girls, you have a mansion, blah, 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 I can almost guarantee you he doesn't own that place. He's not renting it long term, you know. So by him implying indirectly that you can have that nice stuff he's showing you if you do this business, but he can't even afford it because he doesn't own it or he isn't renting this stuff long term. He's basically full of nonsense and he's just a marketer. He's marketing, selling you a dream, an idea. And that is just simply something that I think is ridiculous because, you know, if someone has those things, they're using it to market. Some of them, a few of them are legitimate, but most of them aren't. And you can usually tell which ones are and aren't. So I wanted to talk about that. Let me see what else I have. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I wanted to bring up one guy. And I was hesitant to bring up this guy because I know it's just going to draw some of my listeners over to his YouTube channel. And even though I'm going to warn you and I'm going to tell you, generally speaking, this individual is no good. People are going to go over and they're going to buy his nonsense because he's a good marketer. That's it. He's a good marketer. There's a guy on, again, this is just my opinion, but there's a guy on YouTube. The guy's name is Mark Augustine. I don't think I've ever dropped his name before, but I used to partially promote his software. I don't anymore because I don't even know if it's still around. And also now I realize it doesn't do all the things that I thought it did at the time. But he has a YouTube channel called No BS Dropshipping. And the whole thing is, as of late, and I haven't seen his videos in probably 6 months or a year now. I stopped watching him because I'll get into why, but it's called No BS Dropshipping. Basically, the whole idea of his channel is not giving BS about on making money online. He just wants to tell you all the legit information. But ironically, it pretty much looks like all he does now is give BS. And while I bring him up because he's always hating on people that do the same thing about have Lambos and hot girls and show matches. And I agree with him. He's like, I hate these people. You know, they're BS. They just use the greed of a young male and, maximize on their desires and their urges to sell a course oftentimes, you know, just simply to sell when they don't need to, or if they just showed facts, then, you know, they wouldn't need this stuff because they just showed proof of how much money they made, blah, blah, blah. Everything would work, but these people use these things because oftentimes they're not doing the business themselves and they're just trying to make a quick buck. And I absolutely agree with him on that. But here's the irony. 6 months or a year ago, he went from making most of his money online through eBay and Amazon to he kind of switched to marketing. He marketed a lot. He started he never promoted courses, this and that. And all of a sudden, he started promoting courses, which I said, that's kind of weird because he went years without promoting courses. And now all of a sudden, he's promoting courses as an affiliate. Again, if you do the business yourself, or if it's your course, I don't have a problem with it. But I thought it was kind of weird now he's promoting courses. Interesting. Well, he started promoting courses, and then in addition to that, he started talking about how wealthy he was, right? He does have a nice house that he lives in. That's absolutely true. But he talks about how he hates people promoting how they have this and how they have that. But he starts talking about how he bought, this car, and then he talks about how he spent all the money. You know, he wanted to spend the money on doing this crazy stuff, and then he wanted to, he bought a Hummer, and then he was going to buy a private island. He kept saying about how rich he was and all this stuff, and while he at the same time saying how he hates how people promote themselves or their channel or their courses or things they affiliate for by using expensive things. Yeah, buddy, you're not showing it, but you're talking about it. And I don't even know if you actually have it because you're not showing it. But he's doing the exact same thing. But the reason it kind of bothers me is when I looked into him further, and there's plenty of, on the Facebook forums and whatnot, there's proof of this as well. But I started looking into it, and he has a record for a felony for online fraud or something to the he was charged with it or some online fraud or something related to fraud online. And then you go, you find out he had these businesses when he lived in the US, and then you look at these websites like Scam Report or whatever they are. And he has dozens and dozens and dozens of people basically saying the exact same stuff about how he scammed them. And I'm like, that's funny because he's all about no BS. He's all about telling the truth. He's all about being respectable. But then you look at the guy's past. He has all this ridiculous amount of fraud, at least accusations, and one charge for a felony, which I don't know if he was ever convicted. But just because you weren't convicted doesn't mean you didn't do it. I mean, chances are if they're going to arrest you for a felony for online fraud, they probably have something and they dropped it for whatever reason. Oftentimes, they don't drop it because you're innocent, but just simply because they don't have the evidence that they can use to use against you in court. Again, the reason is not for this podcast is not to poo-poo this gentleman or to talk smack. That's not my intention. It's just I thought of him because he turned from a guy who actually did these businesses doing drop shipping to where he started promoting other people and courses and an inner circle, and he promotes all this stuff, yet he's never, not once, ever, in all the years, showed proof of his businesses, showed proof that he's making money off these businesses, shows proof that, his gross or net sales. He didn't show anything. He talks about it vaguely, but he's never actually showed it. And he's such a good marketer because I've seen him. I watched him for a long time. He's such a good marketer that he knows this. And the reason I know that he knows that how that showing proof is so powerful that he brings in all these other people to buy into his, basically it's an inner circle, give him a few $1,000 and he'll teach you the secrets, that kind of nonsense, or buy these courses. And every time he has someone on where they are, he's basically using them as social proof that this stuff works and that you should buy this course or whatever it is, this inner circle stuff. He always has them, or basically almost forces them to show proof. And he always asks them to show proof because he knows it works, that he's never showed proof himself. That is suspect. That is someone you should look out for. That is someone that you should look online and find out that they have all these potential fraud situations or at least accusations, and that is someone you should look out for. Again, I bring them up solely just so you know that, when someone talks about they have a lot of stuff, be wary. When they talk about how rich they are, be wary. When they don't show proof themselves, be wary. When they only show, gross sales rather than net profit, be wary. When they're not currently doing the business currently right now themselves, be wary. When they're, basically trash their own friends so that they can sell other courses, which is what this guy did. He had a good friend. The friend never came out with a course just because he's a busy guy, and someone else came out with a course, and he started promoting that. And people said, hey, why aren't you promoting this guy that you say is the absolute guru, which I absolutely agree with. The course I took, it's Dropship Assassins. I forget what Amazon Assassins, I think it's called. I forget the course I took. It was for Amazon dropshipping. It was his friend that did the course. And they said, well, hey, why aren't you promoting his course? Well, he started talking bad about the guy just because he wanted this other you to go and purchase his other course that he was promoting. His own friend, he started, you know, he threw under the bus just so he could get commissions off his other course that's for sale. And the whole thing just stunk. So just be very wary of people that don't show proof. Okay, on, you know, we're already 45 minutes and I want to kind of get over the last few things I have here. Let's see, affiliate marketers. Again, people that their business model is based off affiliate marketing. There's nothing wrong with it if you currently use those products in general. But if you haven't used those products in years and you're still promoting them, why? That's a red flag. That's something you should watch out for. Me, I promote Profit Scraper. I've used it forever. It works. People that promote software and courses that don't actually use them currently, doesn't mean that doesn't work, but be wary. People that are affiliates for, you know, courses and expensive softwares, blah, blah, blah. They use for a limited time, but long time ago, also not okay. Again, the guy I was talking about at the beginning of the podcast, he has a podcast. I don't even want to throw it out there, but basically, you know, I guess I told you guys I was going to say his name, but I don't want to. But he makes, you know, I'll give you guys some clues. He's big into the Thailand scene, for big into drop shipping. You know, he makes hundreds of thousands of dollars a year doing affiliate marketing. The problem is he hasn't actually done generally speaking, that I'm aware of. He promotes largely drop shipping. He hasn't actually done this business for a long time himself. Doesn't mean it doesn't work. Doesn't mean it didn't work years ago. But the problem is he doesn't, you know, if someone's not doing this stuff currently, they don't know if something's changed, right? If they're promoting a business model or software or course or something, maybe it worked 2-3 years ago when they did it, but in the online e-commerce space, things change so quickly that it might not work or might not work as well as it used to. And I'd just be very wary of people who are, you know, who make the vast majority of their money through affiliate marketing. They're affiliates for software. They're affiliates for these courses. They're affiliates for their own course. They're affiliates for this and that and the other. And when someone makes almost all of their money just being an affiliate and not doing a lot of stuff themselves, that means they're a good affiliate, which is good. That means they have a skill, but is not someone that you necessarily want to listen to for advice on what to purchase. Unfortunately, a lot of people do, but it just simply is the fact that, you know, again, if they haven't done it themselves in a long time, that's suspect, because if you're going to promote a business model and you're making a lot of money off it, anyone, you know, with half a brain or anyone that wants to be legitimate would say, well, even if it's a small level, let me do this myself on the side. Even if I hire some people to help me with it, let me do it on the side. You know, my own business, not, you know, partner up and give someone advice, but actually your own business where you're doing it. You have your feet in there so that you can, because here's the thing. If you promote a business model, you're promoting a lifestyle to people. You're promoting an idea. They're investing that money into something, right? And, you know, for a lot of people, especially a lot of people that get into these type of businesses, they're younger and they don't have a lot of money. And, you know, if you're telling them, hey, invest $1,000, maybe that business works for that course, or $2,000 or $3,000, whatever the price tag is. But the problem is if, you know, you're promoting this and, you know, you're not currently doing it yourself, how do you know how relevant this still is? And you are causing someone to give someone else money. And the reason a lot of times they're doing it is just to get that commission. And it's bothersome. And let me step back to something I talked about before. The biggest problem I have with this individual, again, he's big in the Chiang Mai, Thailand scene, and you know, he's a big drop shipper and blah, 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 blah. The problem I have is he constantly, directly or indirectly, or subliminally, can't even speak. Jeez, that's what happens. And I've only had one beer. That's the saddest thing. The problem is he doesn't ever talk about success rate. He'll show you, like the email I talked about, you'll see an email, hey, this guy made, you know, I've helped him and he made $30,000. He's making $30,000 a month after 3 months of work. And that's great. But like I said before, he doesn't tell you how much profit he's making. Big deal. Maybe he's spending $40,000 to get that $30,000. He's losing money. One, two, he also doesn't talk about the 10, 20, 50, 100, 200 other people that failed. Guys, look, if you have a 1% success rate, think about it. Think about a franchise. Let's say a Subway or McDonald's franchise, and you know, you're looking into buying into a franchise. And actually, there's laws that require this because government understands. For example, if you want to buy a Subway franchise, I think you have to pay like $50,000 or something just to get the rights to the business. And the government says, hey, if you're going to sell franchises to people, we know these people are investing a lot of money. You have to tell them the actual average profit. Again, notice I didn't say sales, profit that the average franchisee makes. Also, the success rate. How many people fail? Think about it. If someone's selling you eBay dropshipping or Amazon dropshipping or Shopify dropshipping or any business model, this Facebook marketing for small businesses, whatever it is, if they're not telling you, hey, you know, if they're not telling you success rate, it's probably for a reason, or they haven't looked into it because they know a lot of people fail. Now, it is true, a lot of people just simply fail because they don't take action, but a lot of people fail because it's a lot harder than they say. Think about it. Think if only, you know, this one guy that sold $30,000 a month, again, remember, he didn't tell you how much profit he made. And again, if he does, and if there's an email that said it and I didn't read it, that's on me, but I know in the past he hasn't. If that's only one in every 100 people, let's say he promotes the course. And again, I'm not going to say what course is. I think it's a decent course. I've taken the course, but it's been a long time, so I don't want to promote it. But if you know, 100 people, if he, through promoting that course, 100 people bought the course, he got commission from all 100 people, and only one person was successful, or maybe it's two, right? And I'm not saying that's the percentage, but I bet you it's not far off, but let's just say that. And he just, you know, he's promotes the course indirectly, and then he, you know, shows you, hey, this guy's making this amount of money. You know, you're probably sitting there thinking, wow, this could actually work. Well, think about if he came out and said, hey, this guy's made $30,000 a month, $1,000 profit. You know, he didn't tell you that. He's only making $1,000 profit, which isn't bad, but he's making $1,000 profit. And that's out of 100 people, the other 99 people went broke. You would never buy it. But they don't promote this stuff in that way because it wouldn't sell. And so that's the problem I have with affiliate marketers, that one, aren't doing the business themselves, and two, aren't upfront about it. Again, if it's small amounts of money, I'm not worried. But when you're talking about $1,000, $1,500, $3,000, and you know, the clientele you're going after is of a low net worth individual, that is where it's problematic, and that's the problem I have with some affiliate marketers. Now, let me see this. We're already getting close to the end of the podcast. I hope you guys took away some good information on here, what to look for, and I kind of exposed some of the nonsense that's going on. Let me see. Yeah, just a few things to cap up the podcast. If people are selling dreams, you know, be wary. In other words, if they, you know, they have a whole bunch of expensive stuff and it's not theirs. Again, if it's theirs, hey, they worked hard through this business, they got them this stuff and they're showing you, great. But most of them aren't. And usually you can tell because throughout the course of, you know, their marketing, you know, 6 months down the road, they're not going to have the same Lamborghini because they're in a different city and they just rented that for the day. They're not going to have the same, you know, penthouse because that was just a weekend Airbnb. They're not going to have the same girls because they don't even know those girls. Those girls just showed up as models. If they got the same stuff all the time, it's probably theirs. Again, be wary of people that tell you gross sales and then either don't tell you or don't tell you right away net profit. Gross sales, irrelevant. I made $1.2 million dropshipping last year. Big deal. I made a small fraction of that, single digits actual profit. Still good profit, still very happy. I still promote the business and my course, which is now free at realstoreowner.com. A little shameless plug there. But you know, if they're only telling you gross sales, be wary. Also, if they don't give you the success rate of the students and it's a high ticket item, you know, so if it's a low ticket item, 50, 20 bucks, 100 bucks, maybe even 200 bucks, big deal. You know, it's a gamble, you know, it's not a big deal. But if they're not telling you, if it's a higher price ticket course or software or something, and usually that's what people promote because they get a percentage of the profit and they make more money. If they're not telling you the success rate, they're only telling you a couple success stories, be wary, be wary, be wary. I'm telling you, small percentage of people in this business are successful. And again, it's not necessary, you know, sometimes it's because people just simply don't take action. I'm sure they'll tell you that. But that's still a percentage of people who aren't successful. Again, you know, if it's a small price tag, I would go for it. If it's a big price tag, you want to look out for this stuff. It's very important. And look out for these gurus who are false prophets that are selling, you know, that are affiliate marketers. And there's, you know, they're just simply not, you know, they're not doing it. They're not promoting it for the right reason. So, guys, that's it for this week's episode of the E-Commerce Quick Tips Podcast. I wasn't planning on going on for an hour, but it looks like, you know, me, I just ramble. But I want to make this a cautionary tale. I'm sorry if this was very negative. If you guys are still listening to me, I hope you are. But just understand that these are some things to look out for. There's nothing wrong with people selling courses. There's nothing wrong with people charging money for courses. Just try to look for people who are actually still in the game. That aren't promoting it in a sleazy way. Sleazy way I'm talking about by showing you Lambos and mansions and girls, unless it's actually theirs. If it's theirs, they actually own this stuff or long-term lease it, by all means, that's fine. All right, guys, thanks a lot for listening. I'll try to have another episode as soon as I can think of something to talk about. Again, you know, I'm going to do another shameless plug. If you guys want to get into eBay dropshipping, I'm still making money 4 years later. 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019. Go over to realstoreowner.com, sign up for my course, and I strongly encourage you to click on when you're ready to start, click on the profit scraper link within the course. You know, I don't get any kickbacks or anything, but you do get a discount on the price. It is a software that I use. I highly recommend it. The owner's a good guy. But anyways, guys, remember, when it comes to not getting taken from online gurus and internet marketers, there's always an option. Look the other way or look for me for guidance. All right, guys. Thanks. See ya. Thanks again, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of the E-Commerce Quick Tips Podcast. If you would like to find out more information on how to start your own online business, make sure to check out our new course at realstoreowner.com, where I reveal all the techniques and secrets I personally use to build my own eBay dropshipping business from zero to over $10,000 net profit per month in just a little over 1 year. If you're ready to make the change in your life and start creating your own wealth by building a real online business and becoming your own boss, take the leap and head over to realstoreowner.com right now.